Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Sam Stein, managing editor of the Bulwark. I'm joined by the Fingerling Trio. The rest of them. Here we go. Tim Miller. Well, Summer. It's Friday afternoon when we're taping this. I'm not drunk yet.
Me neither. I'm having a Coca-Cola.
Me too. This is not right. We're here to talk about Will's latest, the most depraved one yet. Felt like I needed a shower after editing.
I was hoping for more laughs. I do have to tell you. I got a note from Sam yesterday. And he's like, we got to do a trio video tomorrow on Will's newsletter. And so I was opening it this morning. I was like ready for a chuckle. And I started to read it. And I was like, woof.
It's not funny.
This is dark.
It's a dark chuckle.
Okay. It's a dark chuckle. All right, Will, what is it? Why don't you tell the viewers what's going on here?
Sure. So this is a story about Jake Lang, a rising up-and-coming hate monger in America. He makes a lot of the guys we talk about look like, you know, real wokies. This is a guy who was a J6 rioter. He was wielding a baseball bat. He emerges from that. He kind of travels the country, you know, whipping up hate against Jews, Muslims. And he was really in the news last weekend because he was doing a rally outside of Zohran Mamdani's, the mayoral mansion. And then some, you know, people allegedly threw a bomb at him who were inspired by ISIS. Fortunately, it didn't
happen. That
go
happened.
Off.
I don't think we need to allegedly that. Yeah, that happened, right?
Yes.
Oh, we need to allege the inspiration by ISIS. Okay, but yes, a bomb was thrown. Yes.
Yeah, so the bomb was thrown. And this obviously really sort of elevated his profile on the right. But in record time, his image has been, you know, I was going to say tarnished. It's obviously very tarnished already, but he's kind of had his downfall.
Now, did he bring a pig to the rally because he was trying to like make fun of Muslims and
he
Jews
brought
and stuff.
He brought a goat. Okay. There was a previous incident involving a pig. This time he brought a live goat. And you know, it kind of, to be frank, I don't think it worked very well. He was trying to kind of make a point about, you know, some vile thing about sex with goats.
So it was a goat fucking joke?
Exactly. But at one point the van opened up and he was kind of hunched over the goat. So it sort of looked like, you know, like, and he was sort of like, oh, close
the door. Now I just got to say before we start, Jake Lang is a raging anti-Semite who also happens to be Jewish. His mom's Jewish. So yes. I find that all very odd and self-hating.
So it's a mommy issues story here.
There's many issues. There would be a lot of, a lot for Freud to chew on over here. So Jake Lang, as Will notes, gets caught in a classic To Catch a Predator squeeze here. If you people don't know To Catch a Predator, I don't know. I don't think it's
Scott Hansen.
No. Yeah, it'd be those things where
I
the guy
tell you,
is Scott
did you
Hansen.
Watch the documentary?
No.
So there's a new documentary about Scott Hansen and To Catch a Predator. And
Chris Hansen.
Shit. Chris Hansen. Whatever. Okay. Yeah. I was gonna say we can fix it in post, but just make me look like an idiot. Thank you, Will. Sure. Chris Hansen. We'll keep it. Chris Hansen. There's a documentary, and you're about to learn why I didn't get the name right. Because it was the weekend. Husband's like, this is some good nostalgia. Like, you know, it's something from our childhood, To Catch a Predator. Let's turn on the documentary. I made it 3 minutes. I had forgotten how just horrible and depraved and grotesque it was. It was these men and the whole thing. Ugh. And the whole thing.
The idea that they would broadcast that as a TV show is pretty, in retrospect, awful. You were just being like, hey, look at this sex predator pedophilia who we just caught.
And then he would do the thing where he is like, he'd be like, you have a chance to leave right now if you want. And the guy's like, yeah, I'm out of here. And then they go outside and be like, tackle him. And then they're like interviewing the girls that had grown up that had been molested. I was like, every part of it, I was just like, no. I was like, give me love story. You know, something with a happy ending. Oh, wait. Whatever.
No, not a happy ending on love story. I don't want to break the news about how love story ends to anyone who hasn't seen it yet, but he crashes. Anyway, so back to Jake Lang. He's texting with someone who I guess we don't know how the texts start from this, but can you explain who he's actually texting with?
Yeah, so he thinks basically Jake Lang got busted by the son of To Catch a Predator. There's this whole universe now of Instagram, you know, or social media, pedophile hunters.
Not literally Chris Hansen's son.
It's, no, you're right. It, ideologically.
Okay.
And they don't literally hunt the pedophiles like with guns. Like it's no.
Well, sometimes they confront them in person, and sometimes they do beat them up or whatever. But anyways, this guy's named the Zerg, and he's like, you know, a young man with like a kind of a wispy mustache and a hoodie. And so he's posing as a 15-year-old and saying, "Oh, Jake Lang, I love you so much." And then he, you know, I will say Jake Lang does not, you know, send nudes or really like arrange a meetup with this young woman, but or this teenager, what he believes to be. But he's very flirtatious, I guess, in a way that is you would not want to be with a 15-year-old when Jake Lang is 30.
Right. And he's texting this person who he thinks is, well, at first he's like, "What's your age?" And he says something that is so peculiar and specific. And he says, "How old are you, baby? Unless you are under 18, I don't care. Ha ha." And then this person who's pretending to be this underage girl says, "I'm 15, LOL," and adds a picture of her clothed. Now, Jake Lang has just said 18 is his minimum. Okay. He's like, "Unless you're under 18, I'm fine. If you're over 18, I'm cool." And then he responds, "When do you turn 16? So within like a couple seconds, he's downgraded his age to 16.
He's a poor negotiator.
He's setting a new floor.
He didn't even try. It was just like, "Yeah, actually, you know what? That 18 thing, let's go to 16. And then this person responds, the Zerg responds, "In 6 months." And it doesn't end there. And he keeps going.
Can I ask, Will, so how did this get out? Like, this was like the Zerg published it, or like
the Zerg posted this on Instagram, sort of as it seems like I've seen him go after other influencers before, not kind of right wing ones, but sort of like it seems like maybe he just kind of carpet bombs people with these and does like some sort of entrapment. So in his case, that he posted it, I think, on Monday, and then it started circulating from there.
Well, we can play the video because the Zerg posted, we have the video of him talking about it. He takes almost particular delight in the fact that he's trapped Jake here. So let's
I want to play the video, but can I just want a little bit more on the personalities, because I feel like I'm Sam in this case. Usually in the trio videos, like, Will really knows everybody's backstory, where they went to high school. I know the gist, and Sam knows nothing. I've never heard of the Zerg. I really have barely followed Jake Lang, just because he's like so cartoonishly racist and awful. Yes. You know, that it's just like, why care about this person? They're just so sick. But so why, if the Zerg himself is a right-wing pedophile hunter, why did that person target Jake Lang? Can you explain that before we watch the video?
Yes, and we'll get into this, but basically Jake Lang alleges that, I should say Nick Fuentes and the Groypers hate Jake Lang because they see him as unoptical.
He's putting a bad face on their ideology.
Exactly, or they say he's a federal plant.
He's also part Jewish. He's part Jewish. Oh, yeah. That too.
And so the Zerg.
One more high class, like, white supremacy.
He said, "Well, I like Nick Fuentes. This was not a Groyper operation. But I think perhaps, you know, there are people on the far right who see Jake Lang as sort of a comical figure to mess around with."
Okay. Let's play the Zerg breaking this case wide open.
So they were talking about the march and how he wanted her to be at the march in Texas. And he said that, "I have too many DMs, text me, baby." So she set her number, and let's see what he said on text. She says, "How old are you, by the way?" He said, "I just turned 30, honey. What are you doing up so late, young lady?" Then tells Jake, "I might be too young for you." And he says, "How old are you, baby? Unless you are under 18, I don't care." Then she says, "I'm 15, LOLO. Now keep in mind, at this point, what you should do is you should block the girl or just not talk to her. But let's see what Jake says next. He asks her, "When do you turn 16? And she says, "In 6 months." And then says, "I won't get you in trouble if that's what you are worried about." And
wordy?
He likes that message. And then asks, "What state do you live in? ?" "I can't see you till you're 16.
He really relished that.
The aesthetic, I get it. You know, I'm not the target market for a right-wing Groyper pedophile hunter content, but you know, he's got a little flair. If you're
not the right target for that, then there's not much of an audience.
Yeah, he's got, I don't know, he's got a lot of flair, that guy.
When he said, baby, Zurg. Baby. Yeah.
I loved how he said, LOLO. The second one, I think, has to do with Lang kind of defending himself. So let's not go to the second one yet. Let's talk about what happens when Lang is confronted with this, because he makes a very audacious move. Mm. He goes and he tries to explain himself to another Catch a Predator guy. Why did he choose of all the people to choose to explain himself to, someone else in the game of catching a predator would not be my top choice. It's like, that guy also is invested in catching you, but he decided to do that. So, well, explain this. Also, why are there multiple to catch a predator people on the right?
Oh, it's a universe out there, Sam. I mean, I think there's hundreds of them. Now, this guy's named Alex Rosen. He is
also Jewish. I think it's noteworthy. Well, again, if you're thinking about people to go to for help, if you're the anti-Semite who has had issues being caught flirting with a 15-year-old, I don't know if you should go to a Jewish predator hunter.
It's the worst choice possible. All the people, the guy who's going to hate me because I'm an anti-Semite also is invested in catching predators like me. That's the guy I'm going to go to. It makes no sense. All right. Go on. Sorry. Go on.
So his name is I Fight for Kids online. But he's like a really notorious figure. He's always mixing it up with people. Like, I was aware of him. I wasn't aware of the Zurg before this. And so basically Jake Lang hits him up and he says, bro, it wasn't like that. I was just recruiting girls for a bikinis and burkas protest I was going to do where, you know, young women were going to wear bikinis and burkas. And once I found out she was 15, I said, don't do it.
Speechless. Is there any evidence that there was a bikinis and burka protest in the works?
Not that's been released, no. I mean, and you know, Alex Rosen this whole time is going, oh yeah, bro, tell me more, man, tell me more. You know, he's both throwing it all up online.
So Rosen does what, of course, he was going to do, which he gives it all this recording to the Zurg. And then the Zurg decides to put up a second part of the series, which he titled Jake Lang Files Part 2, Siren Emoji, and he blows up Jake Lang all over again.
I've got whole entire teams of people messaging people, and we were going to do a big burka bikini march I had announced for February. You shouldn't even be anywhere near this thing until you're, of the legal age to even be around adults. So anyway.
Right. Right. I mean, what?
You know, and that's where it ended. As soon as I said that, when I said, I can't see you, and that's it. That was the last message.
Right.
You know, that's
right. Have you shared your password with anybody or given that out to people before?
I don't think so. Why?
So your team DMs girls and asks for their number and then says, I have too many DMs, text only, sweetie. So that's a normal way for your team to DM girls, huh? Or is it normal for your team to text them saying, did you see me get freaking lynched, babe? Good to hear from you. And I'm sure this is normal for your team to say too, right?
Okay. I think Zerg's got him.
I think he's cooked here.
Should the trio be doing our pedophile hunting content in tank tops like that? Which is interesting. The sartorial choice was notable for me.
Of all the things to focus on. I feel like Lang really gave himself out here.
This isn't CSI Miami type episode that we're dealing with here. I'm running out of kind of commentary because it's a pretty open and shut case.
Well, okay, so leads me to the question of what's the reaction been? Because we ended this, so we ended the story where it's like, okay, yeah, you got him. He's pretty much cooked on this one. Now, since then, he did go on Laura Loomer's podcast, as you noted, where they talked both about being white and Jewish, which it always comes back to the freaking Jews. But has there been any other fallout since then?
Well, Jake Lang's organization, Americans Against Islamification, has disavowed him. You know, this came out right as our newsletter was coming out. You know, he's been banished. So now he can't even hang out with the Crusaders anymore.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Talk to me about the Americans against Islamification. What's that?
There's not a lot that I know about them, to be frank. I mean, they are sort of a shadowy group. I think they're kind of a Jake Lang front group that is like a handful of
guys.
So his
own front group has disavowed him.
You got to watch this video. They cut a video.
You can see from the production values that this is, you know, not the most credible organization.
This is Wayne. This is Wayne's World basement filming type stuff here. Let's play this stupid video where they disavow Jake Lang.
My co-founder, Jake Lang, was caught in a pyramid trap set by a sex decoy company or a sex decoy account to catch predators. I cannot confirm the authenticity or the intentions behind Jake's messages. I can, however, confirm the authenticity. And until further notice, Jake Lang, American Crusader, has been suspended from all of our organizations until a pending an internal investigation opened up by my team.
Now, Tim, you're the comms pro here.
What is that? Like, what? What was that filmed on?
I don't know.
Well, right, because it almost looks like it's like a Zoom backdrop or something, right? Because if you look at the podium, unless his body just like tapers, right? Like, shouldn't his legs be visible?
Is that a real? What? This is like a North Korea. What is this? And as the Americans again, the font on that, is that actually on the flag? Did they deface the
flag? I'm more interested
in
the paneling. What's that wood paneling that he's in front of?
Could this be in America? Wow.
This is the stuff that Will deals with on a regular basis. I don't know if I don't know. I don't know what to make of this.
I'm speechless.
I'm a little bit surprised that it took this turn. I don't know if there's anything else to add. This is truly like bottom of the barrel.
I mean, I guess I'll say this. I'm shocked by the integrity of the Americans against Islamification. I don't support their mission at all. We're a pluralistic society. I respect everyone of every faith in this country. It's the fundamental American value. So they're very wrong in their mission. But, you know, they're showing more integrity than the Republican senators did when Donald Trump admitted to grabbing women by the pussy. So something to be said for that.
Well, Tim, I wouldn't be so fast to say that because later in the video, they say they still love Jake and he's only temporarily suspended. Okay. So, you know, and they hope to welcome him back.
That sounds right.
I'm eager to see their next broadcast. Let's switch gears a little bit here to something only slightly more elevated. There is a feud that is just absolutely raging and has
I've been dying to get to this one.
Okay. Megyn Kelly, Ben Shapiro. They have been just absolutely at each other's throats. I'm not totally up to speed on what new happened. I'm assuming it has to do with Iran or Erica Kirk or Candace Owens. But Tim, you seem to be eager to talk about this one. So
I'm extremely eager to talk about this.
Sure.
Because, these are two of like the top four or five voices, podcaster voices on the right. Right now, you know, there's something a little bit unsatisfying to me about the Ben versus Candace feud. I mean, Candace is so noxious and stupid. And, you know, she and their fight was basically just about the fact that she hates Jews and he really loves Israel. And so, you know, there's some limits to how much you can dissect the feud. The Megyn Ben feud is interesting because Megyn comes from primetime Fox. Then she goes to NBC where she like goes woke for like a year or two and like dances around with Hoda, like her and Hoda. Like
she's talking to kids who are transitioning and all that stuff. Yeah.
It's like me and Hoda having mimosas, loving trans kids. Okay, so she goes that way. And then she goes into pro Trump podcasting. Great success. Kudos to her for success. And like in this moment where you could see her like choosing to just like either she could be a Trump propagandist. She could just be kind of like I don't know, like a e-entertainment for right-wing politics, kind of neutral figure. And there's a lot of different ways that she could go. And she's chosen to throw her entire reputation in with Tucker and Candace and like the more conspiratorial wing of MAGA. And I think that's very telling. It's telling about where things are going. Her fight with Ben is a lot about like she tries to like little Ben's losing in the rankings. Like she's doing Trumpy stuff about his YouTube stats. She's like trying to do dick measuring contests about her YouTube stats. And Ben, who went through a period of time of kind of like playing footsie with the Candaces of the world and kind of like obliquely criticizing these people. Now Ben is just like no fucks to give. Megyn Kelly is a conspiracist and a racist, and she's just a click whore, and I'm titillated. I'm enjoying the show.
So in this case, the fight started because Ben called Piers Morgan the Jerry Springer of politics, which I don't know what that makes you, Tim, because you're on Piers' show every now and then.
And by the way, had somebody come up to me at a crawfish boil last weekend, said that they're like, you're the guy that's on Piers sometimes, right? And I said, yeah. And they're like, I watch it when I'm working out. It's kind of like Jerry Springer for politics. Just a regular guy. He's like, I just watch it for the entertainment. Like, and so I don't even think Piers would take that as an insult. Maybe he would, but he shouldn't, because that just is what it is.
Megyn Kelly took it as an insult on Piers' behalf, I guess, because it went, I don't know. Well, let's play the Shapiro Jerry Springer clip so we can get a sense of how this all started.
I think the Tucker Carlson has fostered anti-Semitism by having on some of the worst anti-Semites in America over and over and over, and then essentially laundering their views. I have never remotely called Megyn Kelly an anti-Semite, nor, by the way, did I call Piers Morgan an anti-Semite. I said that his show is the Jerry Springer of politics, a clown car of stupidity, and it is. That's all.
Well, Megyn Kelly came to Piers' defense. She said the following.
So obviously, in Ben's view, Tucker had to go. Clearly, even though he helped build Candace, she had to go. Then I had to go, even though I've had a 15-year friendship with a guy, publicly attacked me. Same thing, not even a text in advance, even though we had had a text like literally 4 months or 4 weeks earlier saying, no matter what, who we're friends with, because he was mad I was friends with Tucker, our friendship means more to us than anything, and we won't do anything to F it up. Next thing I know, I get attacked by him on stage at Turning Point. Now Piers Morgan, like how many people have to go? Truly, how many people must be culled from the conservative movement in order to make Ben happy?
Kind of a, you can dish it, but you can't take it there a little bit from Megyn. One of the other reasons I want to bring this up, and Sam, maybe you can kind of, I'm sure you have perspective on this. I love the appeals to the friendship on this because like it's such a DC and media thing. Like the idea that Megyn Kelly and Ben Shapiro are actually friends is complete nonsense. Like it's like they're obviously not friends. It's totally fake. It's like they're friends to the extent that like they're on the same political side and they go to the same parties sometimes, or like they're at the same political functions. Like, do you think that Megyn Kelly has ever been to Ben's house? Can she name all of his children's names? Like, I would really struggle to believe that she can. And so it's just like this whole like, oh, I thought we were friends, and then you called me Jerry Springer, you know, and like the whole thing is it's really sad.
Yeah, they're friends in the same way that like Will and I are friends, which is we're not. And Will, for instance, you know, we pretend to get along, but right before we broadcast, Will started throwing shade at me for tweeting his story out. He's like, "Oh, you stole my Twitter clout. You tweeted my story out, got all my likes." And I called him the Jerry Springer of Twitter, and now we're fucking fighting. No, what's crazy about this is Megyn Kelly's 55 years old.
Seriously.
There's got to be things that you care about more than these stupid feuds. Like, just, you don't need this.
It makes you wonder whether she has any actual friends, actually.
I mean, I think she, it's almost to her in her interest to suggest that this is a feud or make this look like Ben Shapiro's just out on the loose and bullying everyone. Because I think it kind of covers up what Tim pointed to, which is that she, and I find this situation really interesting as well, but like where she is really triangulating herself and making nice with people like Nick Fuentes and Tucker Carlson and Candace and Nick in particular being especially inflammatory, in order to kind of like, you know, avoid getting hit here. And, you know, the Ben Shapiro people are calling her like Grandma Groiper, things like that. Which I only bring up because, you know, it's kind of catchy.
I like that.
I think there is like a real ideological thing at stake here. And Ben Shapiro is saying, you know, like, here are the two lines, like anti-Semitism and, you know, terrorizing Charlie Kirk's widow, which I think are fair things for him to be like kind of freaking out at people about. You know, and for her to sort of be saying like, you know, I don't know. I mean, you can tell that she's trying to make this about like cancel culture instead of that.
Again, though, she's 55. She's 10 years from Social Security. Like, there are things in life that at some point you just don't need to care about. And like these little online tiffs is ridiculous. I hope to God that when I'm that age, I'm not so invested in this shit.
It's important to understand the psychology. Sorry to do armchair psychology. Megyn Kelly has no friends. She has her house. She sits there. It's a fancy house. She has her husband. She has her children. And she streams. And she gets into imaginary online feuds. And she pretends like she's friends with people to the extent that they're useful. And she's at Fox. She pretended like they were all her friends. And she had that had a movie made about her, about how she burned everybody at Fox. And like, come, like, really? Like, this is psychopathic behavior is what it is. And like, it's from somebody that like got an unimaginable payout to not work at NBC because she was so unpopular there. And it's like, rather than just doing what you're asking for is for the response for a healthy person that would be like, you know what? Hey, I'm 50 now. I just got this huge payout. My kids are in high school. I'm going to go on some boards. I'm going to find some things that are meaningful to me. I might start a volunteer organization. If I really love working, maybe I'll find, like, that's not what she's doing. She decided she wanted to, like, be an online shit talker.
She can't quit the game. That's it.
So that's what's happening here. But it is, I just think it's super telling who she's going siding with. Candace was always going to Candace. Ben was always going to Ben, right? And I think that you can tell a little bit. We don't know. Nobody can see the future, so Megan's her crystal ball may be wrong. But it's telling that she thinks that the wind and the arrow is pointing towards Tucker, Nick Fuentes, and Candace, not towards Ben.
All right, last topic to close this bad boy out. This one's near and dear to my heart. This whole story about Trump making all his members of the cabinet buy the same shoes, or that he's buying them for him or something like that. Tim and I talked about this yesterday and how absurd it is that Marco Rubio has to prance around in shoes that are two sizes too big for him because he needs to impress Dear Leader. Trump was asked about this on Brian Kilmeade today, and he addressed it, and he sort of danced around it, and he had this to say.
Is it true that you're telling your whole cabinet to wear the same shoes, these Florsheim shoes?
No, but it's a nice shoe. But what I do is, as somebody that for many, many years has walked around in shoes that were no good and, you know, would not be that comfortable, so I have fun with it. When they tell me they have a problem, I say, let me get you a pair of shoes. And it seems to work out pretty well. Now they look all spiffy and nice. I never like cabinet members walking in sneakers.
Right.
You know, sneakers are wonderful, but I don't want my cabinet members wearing sneakers. So I'll get them a pair of shoes. It's a gift from Donald Trump.
Well, that's cool. You can write it off, too, at the end of the year with this new with your new tax reform.
There it is. He's outfitting his entire cabinet. Make them look spiffy and nice.
I like the implication that Scott Bessent was like wearing sneakers to the White House. all these slobs walking around. Who was wearing sneakers?
I am kind of curious who was wearing sneakers.
The only thing surprised me about that was that Brian Kilmeade didn't show him his Florsheim shoes right there. And Brian Kilmeade looked like he wanted to shine Trump's shoes during that question. I do want to just weigh in on that other Kilmeade clip. I don't know if you guys have heard that, but Trump dabbles a little bit in, like, he takes out his calipers and starts doing a little eugenics talk on the subject of the immigrants coming to the country and terrorism and things of that nature. Let's listen.
A lot of them were let in here. They shouldn't have been let in. Others are just bad. They go bad. Something wrong. There's something wrong there.
So
the genetics are not exactly, they're not exactly your genetic.
Well,
it's one of those problems, Brian. It's a terrible thing. And it happens. And it happens. And it happens too often.
Well, there you go. Their genetics are not your genetics, Sam. That's an intriguing old man comment.
Very much expected from Donald Trump. I mean, look, we have Tommy Tuberville talking about how, you know, the enemies were in the gate, and he's posting pictures of Mom Donnie, and you have Randy Fine and who that other Andy Ogles or whatever his name is down in Tennessee. So it's like, this is now mainstreamed, right? It's basically like, we need to be a white Christian country, and they're outwardly saying it. So not surprised that Trump said it. Are you?
No, I'm not surprised. It's just, I think it's interesting. To me, it's more telling about, like, he's getting old. If you read Confidence Man, Maggie Haberman's book about Trump, one of the interesting things is you go way back, it was in between one of his marriages, he was dating a mixed race woman.
Yeah.
A woman that was, I forget if her dad was black or mom was black, and the other one was white. And Trump, like, literally did eugenics talk. with this woman about how, like, oh, like this side of your family is your athleticism and the other side is your brains or whatever. I don't have it in front of me, but it was like something to that effect. Like, he thinks this way. And so I think that it's just, it's only interesting to the extent that, like, you know, when you become 80, you start to let some of your true feelings out. And I think maybe that was happening on the Kilmeade show this morning. That's all.
There's a through line to this trio episode. We start with Jake Ling talking about, you know, anti-Muslims, anti-Jews, and then we end with Donald Trump talking about eugenics. Great times.
What a topic. What a fun show. Can we pull up that one guy at the anti-Islamic? Can we look at his picture again? Can we get a laugh? I want to look at his legs one more time.
Don't exist.
I want to see what's happening with his legs one more time. How is that possible that he doesn't have legs?
They must be hidden behind the lectern, right? I don't know.
But he'd have to be like
standing with his legs really close together.
Wow.
We got to get him on the pod, Tim.
All right. We'll effort that. Good to see you guys.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for watching the latest trio. Subscribe to The Bulwark. Subscribe to our takes. Have a great weekend. Fellas, talk to you soon.
Bye. You're my friend, Will.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.